Hello and welcome to Dr. Amit Oswal Cardiac Show. Today we are going to talk on a topic that's often overlooked in discussion about heart disease is inflammation. Inflammation is a natural process that occurs in the body in response to an injury or an infection. It's an essential part of the immune system's defense against harmful invaders. But when it becomes chronic, it can lead to a range of health problems, including heart disease. Recent research has shown that inflammation plays a crucial role in the development and progression of atherosclerosis, a condition in which fatty deposits build up inside your arteries and restrict the blood flow to the heart. Inflammation can damage the inner lining of the arteries, making it easier for the cholesterol and other such substances to accumulate. Inflammation also contributes to the formation of blood clots, which can lead to heart attacks, stroke, and when a clot forms in the narrow artery, it can completely block blood flow to the heart muscle, causing damage and potentially leading to heart failure and sometimes sudden death. Fortunately, there are steps you can reduce the inflammation and lower risk of your heart disease. One of these effective ways is lifestyle changes, such as quitting smoking, eating a healthy diet, exercising regularly. There are also medications that help reduce inflammation in the body. For example, statins, which are commonly used to lower the cholesterol levels, have shown to have anti-inflammatory effects that can benefit the heart. It's important to know that inflammation is not always a bad thing. In fact, short-term inflammation is a natural process of the healing. However, when inflammation becomes chronic, it can be a serious consequences for your health. If you have any concerns about your heart health, I encourage you to speak to your healthcare provider. They can help you determine your risk of heart disease and recommend steps you can take to reduce the inflammation and improve your overall health. Thanks for tuning in to Dr. Amit Oswal Cardiac Show.